A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, there are very few games to talk about right now, and one of the ones that we were looking forward to seems to have been pushed back to the merry old year of 2022.
Yes, 100%. I mean, this comes by way of insider and the editor of VentureBeat, Jeff Grubb, who has, you know, leaked a lot of things in the past. And I just want to kind of, like, clarify 100%. Even he says this isn't 100% happening, but he said that it's likely. So, to go back to the start of the story, essentially, Jeff Grubb on his Giant Bomb show said that Horizon Forbidden West looks like it's going to get delayed to 2022, and that Sony will have a state of play in September. Now, this was posted on the Reset Era forums, which was then posted on the Reddit Gaming Leaks and Rumors forums, where, you know, they kind of collated, you know, what Jeff Grubb had said. However, then Jeff Grubb himself jumped into that Reddit forum and made a comment essentially clarifying what he said. And he said, and I quote, "Hi, I did basically say this, that it's getting delayed. I tried to clarify that this is what I'm hearing and not that it is a sure thing." End quote. So essentially, it looks like, according to Jeff Grubb's sources, that Horizon Forbidden West could be delayed. I have a few more things to roll into this, Scott Tilford, but initial gut feeling, would this be a surprise?
No, not really. I mean, the thing is, they sort of like laid the table for this anyway, because when they showed off the recent, when we saw the gameplay footage last month or the month before, whenever it was, when we got that least, that most recent chunk of gameplay, even then they couldn't nail down a definitive 2021 release date. They were saying that they weren't sure, but they were going to do their best for the rest of this year. So it's it is one of those things where it's like, take all the time you need, like make it, you know, perfect it, do whatever. It's just funny. It's just this underlying thing of 2022 was like the year of the PS4, because now there's Horizon Forbidden West, there's Elden Ring, there's God of War. Like, it's just, as you know, I want the next gen things. I continue to reiterate the stuff that I've said on the previous videos that we've done. But 2022 is set to be a blockbuster year for the console that you bought 8 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel that in a lot of ways. You know, I think that the games that we have had so far this year have been pretty good. You know, we've had Ratchet and Clank, we've had Returnal, we've got still got a few releases to go before the end of the year. Obviously, it's not like a mammoth year, like when we got Ghost of Tsushima and we got like The Last of Us and we got Final Fantasy, I think. Maybe that was the year before. No, that was the same year.
I think 2022 is going to be the year that everything comes back. Like, it just, it just feels like it.
That's the thing. You know, obviously, it always takes, you know, consoles a few years to get into the swing of things. If we compare this to the first year or so of the PlayStation 4, there was very little then there, I'd say. What we got in the first year of the PlayStation 4 was of less quality than what we have now. And obviously that wasn't with all of the external factors coming in. So yeah, you know, I think it does make sense with what we've kind of seen so far from the game. The fact that, you know, Jim Ryan has often been out there and he said, you know, we're pretty confident that's going to come out at the end of the year, but obviously we've never had like a solid release date. Like you said, after
he'll say whatever.
Gameplay.
He'll say whatever.
Totally, and I'm sure, you know, internally they were hoping to release it in 2022, but obviously, you know, they did name drop the coronavirus pandemic. Obviously, you know, that's had a huge impact on development. They even singled out that factor as a reason for why the game has had such a lengthy development period, because obviously, you know, working from home is difficult, trying to coordinate the whole team and stuff. And someone pointed out in the comments, this is just speculation on my part and their part, obviously, but someone pointed out that Guerrilla Games, where Guerrilla Games is based, the recent guidelines is that they're you know, encouraged to work from home again after going back to the office. So obviously that's going to disrupt things as well. And, you know, the fact that we don't have a release date in, I mean, tomorrow's August by the, from when we're filming this, the fact that we don't have a release date now, it does seem to suggest that, you know, the game will be pushed out of this 2021 window.
Which, I mean, like I said, I'm fine with that. I just, I hope that there's still a meaningful differentiation between the PS4 one and the PS5 one next year. But at the same time, I think a lot of the energy across 2022, because there's all this stuff, like, you know, doing the rounds of, you know, Breath of the Wild 2 is going to be next year. There's, like, on Nintendo's side, there's Splatoon 3. It seems like, you know, there are a lot of things being pushed into that year. And we haven't seen that many updates on the Microsoft side. But even they have all their, like, you know, new IP to show off, whether it's Fable or Forza or Perfect Dark. So it seems like the rest of this year, as much as it sucks to just kind of accept this, is just kind of going to continue being this loading screen for 2022. And there are like worthwhile titles to talk about. Obviously, Kena got pushed back. But that's still coming out. There's Halo Infinite. There's things to talk about. But something like Horizon is obviously this major jewel in the Sony crown. And I'm curious what that game turns out to be. But if it's, you know, it is pushed back to next year alongside Breath of the Wild 2, then it lines back up with when the two of their original titles dropped in 2017, which means they'll be going head to head yet again. What were your general thoughts on it?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's just a reality of this year. You know, we've had more games than ever seemingly get delayed this year, whether they've been delayed fully to 2022 or whether they've just been pushed back at the last minute. Like you said, you know, Kena Bridge of Spirits has just got delayed. In fact, the exact same day we did our August
preview. I think we triggered
preview,
that, yeah.
I think we are jinxes. We've done that twice in like 2 months now where we've spotlighted a game coming out the next month and it's got delayed. But yeah, obviously, like, you know, I don't think you can get mad at anyone at all, especially in the year that we've all had. These games are constantly going to get delayed, and you know it's the age old thing of a delayed game is always better than the game we would have got anyway. You know, even earlier this year, I've got a quote from Jim Ryan, you know, when he was talking about God of War getting pushed, and he was talking about Gran Turismo 7 not coming out this year. You know, he said, quote, "There are two approaches to this. You can either hold the date and put out a game irrespective of quality, or you can ship it when it's right. I think in this world where creative people are working remotely, you've just got to respect the fact that the development needs to take what it needs to take and to get the games right." And like, to be fair, Jim Ryan has said a lot of kind of weird things over the past few years, but I think he's more or less spot on.
He believes
here, you know,
in generations, mate.
He believes in generations, but I do think he's on the money here. You know, these games, these big Sony games especially, you know, it does suck as players not to have them as soon as possible, but at the same time, that's just the reality of the world we're living in right now. And if Grubb's 100% on the money, I think it's, you know, to be expected. And yeah, like I said, it sucks, but it's just the reality and you can't help it.
What do you think of the wider sort of optics of the idea that, you know, we're not getting a full push towards dedicated PS5 exclusives until 2023? Like that as a statement, because obviously it is God of War, it is Horizon, they're both on PlayStation 4. They could get out there and announce stuff, but unless they're going to shadow drop something that is exclusively on PS5, like the Silent Hill remake, but I doubt it. What do you think about that whole thing? Because it means that even this pushes the actual beginning of the generation back a whole other year.
I don't fully agree with everything you just said there, because that's just classic us. I think that, you know, we've already had games that have kicked the generation off, especially on the Sony side. Like the two I mentioned before, Ratchet and Clank Returnal, I think they, you know, they do things that you simply couldn't do on the PlayStation 4. And yet, while it sucks that perhaps the big marquee franchises like God of War, like Horizon, like Gran Turismo are going to be cross-platform, I do think Sony will have more PlayStation 5 exclusives to announce going into next year. After all of the games I just mentioned there, they were foreseen for this year, so you must think that they had something up their sleeve to originally release in 2022 that they still have to show
off.
That's
totally what I mean. Yeah, yeah, right. Like, I totally mean that, like, yeah, they, like, obviously there are worthwhile PlayStation 5 exclusives right now. I think Rift Apart is, like, the game of the year, and Returnal's brilliant, but I guess even if they do announcements, it's not like where, I mean, we already kind of knew the case with God of War and Horizon across next year, but it means that even next year it's going to be the year of the big cross-gen release, even third-party stuff like Elden Ring. So, like, the idea of, like, when does the next gen or the current gen kick in full, that's going to be towards the end of 2022 or 2023.
Yeah, totally. I do think it is quite funny that, you know, when Jim Ryan was out saying, you know, he believed in generations, they're going to have this big distinction between the PlayStation 4 and the PlayStation 5. At the same time, Phil Spencer was kind of like, well, you know, we'll have exclusives, but we're not going to have them for a long time. They're actually kind of going to catch up with each other, because next year, obviously, we've got Starfield coming out, which, as far as I'm aware, is a next-gen and PC exclusive. And there are a few other Xbox, Microsoft exclusive games in there as well that are only coming out on the Series X and the Series S as well. So it is funny that, you know, despite them initially coming into the generation with two polar opposite approaches, they've actually synced up quite well and are releasing exclusives at the same time.
Yeah, it continues to be a really, really weird time. But at least the majority of big titles, or there are some big titles coming back across August and the rest of this year. And we'll see what happens with Horizon, whether or not it gets confirmed because of this leak or not, whether or not Sony get out there and do a bit of damage control. We'll let you know. But for now, let us know what you think down in the comments below. Were you looking forward to Horizon Forbidden West? And can you stand waiting until next year to get your hands on it? For now, though, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.